It is the custom to stay up all night on Lev Shavuot and study Torah. There's a famous story that happened in the times of Maran, where him and some of his colleagues stayed up on the night of Shavuot, and in the middle of the night a voice came out of Shamayim, a heavenly voice, and expressed how much pleasure and how much hana'ah and how much enjoyment their limud, their learning, is giving the heavens. But the heavenly voice said, but if you would have had a minyan, if you would have had 10 men, then already it would have been on a different level. Maran relayed the story over the next day, and it's brought down by the Shla that the next night he went with 10 people. They stayed up 2 nights in a row, and they learned, and the voice came down again and gave them an approval that they're giving great enjoyment. So you see, that night has a special place in Shamayim for the Limud. The custom is to read the Tikkun, as is written in the book Kiriyei Moed. We shouldn't belittle these Minhagim, even though a lot of it is just Pisukim and just reading. However, these Pisukim were picked specifically in order to make the Tikkun of that night. Of course, after the Tikkun is read, which takes about 2 or 3 hours, depending on how fast or slow you read it, then of course you have the rest of the night to study Gemara and to study other Limudim. But once you make every effort to keep Minhag Yisrael, to rest a little before the Shavuot starts. But we have to explain this Minhag in the proper light. It can't be that the custom was to stay up all night and then sleep the next day the whole day. Because then what did we gain over here? So we turned the day into night and the night into the day. The explanation obviously was that in the day they stole from their sleep. They didn't sleep the whole afternoon. They slept a couple of hours in order to get strength, and they came back to the Beit Midrash and continued to study. That obviously was Minhag Yisrael. Regarding when we get up in the morning, or when we pray Shacharit that morning of Shavuot, after staying up all night, we have to make Birkat HaTorah again. Even though we didn't sleep, Birkat HaTorah is renewed at Amud HaShachar. So at dawn, as posted in the calendars, for the day of Shavuot, we say Birkat HaTorah again. Again, we explain that in the morning of Shavuot, we make Birkat HaTorah after Alot HaShachar. However, we do not make Netilat Yadayim with a Beracha if we stayed up all night. You can wash your hands, but Netilat Yadayim Bidi Shemu Malchut. All the other Birkat HaShachar we make, as we explained. However, Netilat Yadayim, we repeat, is made without Shemu Malchut. Regarding Asher Yatzar, it depends. If you went to the bathroom, you make Asher Yatzar. If you didn't go to the bathroom, you don't make Asher Yatzar. Regarding all the other Birkat HaShachar on the morning of Shavuot, we make. School is Shanim Labot, Aimot Vetobot.